The biggest risk to the ocean right now is global warming, says Chris Van Nijen, managing director of the Belgian-based deep sea mining company Global Sea Mining Resources. And the solution can be found on the sea floor, where there is a single deposit that provides the minerals we need for clean energy infrastructure. GSR has already trialed a 12-meter-long, 25-ton nodule-sucking robot that zigzags across the ocean floor on caterpillar tracks, kind of like a giant underwater Roomba. They dubbed the prototype Patena after the world's fastest caterpillar. Commercial mining is not yet permitted in international waters. The International Seabed Authority, the UN body tasked with managing seafloor resources, is still deliberating how and under what conditions mining should be allowed to proceed. A few private companies, including GSR and Barron's Metals Company, have scooped up a couple of dozen metric tons of the nodules on exploratory missions and are now pressuring the ISA to approve commercial operations. Barron is already telling potential investors that he expects to be harvesting nodules by 2024. GSR says that by that time they are up and running, they will be allowed to collect up to 3 million tons a year with just two of their mining robots. Not everyone is on board. Scientists, conservationists, the European Parliament, and some national governments are calling for a moratorium on deep sea mining until its ecological consequences can be better understood. The ocean environment is already under threat from climate change, overfishing, industrial pollution, and plastic debris, they argue. Added stress from heavy machinery and habitat destruction could tip it over the edge. 3 miles below the ocean's surface, the deep seafloor boasts some of the most biologically diverse ecosystems on the planet. The perpetual darkness, intense cold, and strong pressures foster unique life forms rarely seen elsewhere, such as the newly discovered ghostly white octopus dubbed Casper, and an armored snail that researchers believe doesn't need to eat to survive.